Severe weather brought rain and wind to our area. This time-lapse video shows those elements happening throughout the afternoon. And heading east, the rain made for a wet day for people attending today's Brugaloo event in downtown Raleigh. Now, south of that, in Cumberland County, this video shows hail coming down there earlier this afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Lovingood in for Julian Grace. So this is the band that caused issues for us this afternoon moving out toward the east now. Meteorologists Kat Campbell and Anthony Baglione are here with team coverage. But let's start with Kat in the WREL Weather Center. What are you looking at now, Kat?
It's been an active afternoon tracking these storms on the dual Doppler 5000 radar, and we're not done with rain chances just yet. So here is the band of severe weather that we had moving through earlier in the afternoon. And then we have our last band of showers and perhaps some storms approaching from the west, though it's unlikely that this second band would produce severe weather. Taking a look at the active warning that we have in effect for two more minutes in portions of Sampson and Cumberland counties. After that, this is set to expire and we would not have any active warnings. Let's take a look to the north, though. We have showers and storms, very heavy rain moving through parts of Johnston County. That'll be headed toward Wilson. Also some heavy rain around Rocky Mount up into Halifax County. Here's our final band of showers that's making its way toward Chapel Hill. Durham will be next. And as this final band moves into the triangle, I don't expect it to be severe, but it may impact your Saturday evening dinner plans. And here's the timing for this. For Durham, around 10 to 15 minutes from now, about 15 minutes from now in Sanford, and still about an hour away from Raleigh for this final band moving in. A flood advisory does remain in effect for Wake County until 8 o'clock, but Anthony Baglione standing by with an update to the severe thunderstorm watch. Some areas finally in the clear, Anthony.
Yeah, thankfully, Kat, we've seen the National Weather Service here trim some of this severe thunderstorm watch back. This originally went until 6 o'clock for our entire viewing area, but you can see now, thankfully, the triangle is no longer included in that, and basically from the triangle to the north, out of that severe thunderstorm watch as we speak. Our southeastern counties, though, notice where you still see that orange showing up. That does go until 8 o'clock this evening. For that band that Kat was just showing here a second ago, we have seen numerous storm reports across our area, mainly trees downs. There's some on power lines as well. So just be careful out there this evening. It really will start to push on out by 7 to 8 o'clock or so. We're looking a whole lot better. There is 8 p.m. That band continues to push off to the east, 9 o'clock as well. It should be a calm forecast overnight tonight. So you can rest easy here once we get past about 7 to 8 p.m. or so. Chris, we're going to go over here the rest of the weekend. I'll show you some really rainy pattern that's headed our way into late next week. I'll talk about that here in just a few minutes.
All right, we'll join you again in just a bit, Anthony. Thank you. So, folks, we do want to take you out to some breaking news we're following. One person is dead and a mother and her two children are in the hospital. This is because of a head-on crash in Johnston County. It happened on Cornwallis Road in between Garner and Clayton. WREL's Brett Neese joins us now over the phone. So, Brett, police were there for a while, but what's it looking like right now?
Yeah, Chris, troopers have wrapped up their investigation here at the scene. We are on the phone with you because of some severe weather that has moved through the northern part of Johnston County within the last few minutes or so. But this is a stretch of roadway on Cornwallis Road where this happened. You can see this video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker of the crash. That red car that has extensive damage, witnesses say the driver of that car, hydroplaned, swerved across the roadway before being hit by the white car. Sadly, the driver of the red car has died. A mother and her two young children were in that white car. They were taken to the hospital. They are expected to be okay. This crash did shut down Cornwallis Road just north of US 70 for about an hour and a half this evening. I'm working to find out from troopers who the driver of that red car is. Chris, I'll keep you updated.
All right, please stay safe in that severe weather out there. Brett Neese reporting live in Johnston County. Thank you, Brett. We do want to remind you to download the WREL Weather Alert app. It is just a few clicks to download it wherever you get your apps. Set those notifications to bring you the very latest on alerts or warnings in your area. Raleigh police are investigating a reported assault on a woman on the Raleigh Greenway this morning. At around 9:40, police responded to an assault on the Walnut Creek Greenway Trail off Lake Wheeler Road. That's near Centennial Campus. The suspect is described as a man wearing a fluorescent green windbreaker and shorts. NC State sent out a wolf alert saying the suspect ran away from the university property. Police have not yet described the kind of assault or whether the woman was hurt. And Raleigh police also sent out this reminder for safety on the Greenway. Be aware of your surroundings on the trail. Police discourage the use of headphones because wearing them, well, it can make it difficult to hear what's happening around you. And always, always walk with a companion, possibly with your phone with you as well, to communicate someone. communicate with someone, that is. Goldsboro police are investigating a report of a sexual assault, and officers responded around 5:45 this morning to a home on Bain Street. Police say a woman was there at the scene. She was a victim, they tell us. Family members took her to UNC Health Wayne for examination. The department's Investigative Services Bureau is looking into that case. And tonight, Roanoke Rapids has fired its police chief and a police captain after an internal investigation. Chief B.L. Martin was fired yesterday, and Captain Jamie Hardy was fired this past Tuesday. They were previously suspended without pay since March 10th, but city leaders have not told us why. The city hired a company to investigate, quote, one or more allegations and or policy violations, end quote. Next week, the city will begin to look for replacements for the vacant positions, and Captain Gordon Williams will serve as interim chief. It's official. Mark Robinson is now in the race for governor of North Carolina for 2024. The frequently controversial lieutenant governor kicked off his campaign with a rally in Alamance County today. He was surrounded by hundreds of supporters there. We're going to go now to WRL's Eric Miller, who is there right now. Eric, I happened to listen to the entire speech. A lot of things the governor, the lieutenant governor, rapped on.
Chris, he covered a lot of territory here. The lieutenant governor wrapping up that speech here in just over the last hour. He actually had to power through a rainstorm. That fiery rhetoric, though, still enduring. Now, this behind me, this is the Ace Speedway. If that name sounds familiar, it's because this particular facility was notorious for violating lockdown rules back during COVID. Today, it was the backdrop as Robinson presented himself as a fighter against government overreach. Robinson pitched himself as someone who was able to pull himself up from poverty and struggle, the current lieutenant governor taking aim at what he called Democrat tax and spend policies. He threw his support behind better access to care for veterans, access to education, especially vocational programs, and support for law enforcement. Robinson also pledging to further restrict abortion rights in North Carolina, saying he wants to see a ban on abortions after 6 weeks.
I want North Carolina to be a destination state for life so that folks can retire here, be born here, and you can raise families here.
But even before he declared his campaign today, Democrats were already on the offensive against the lieutenant governor. That includes Governor Roy Cooper, who just yesterday called out Robinson, alluding to controversial remarks Robinson has made in the past about LGBTQ people, Jews, and abortion.
You know, we see the kind of positions that he has taken that are wrong for North Carolina. His campaign is all about igniting right-wing culture wars that we have seen hurt people and our economy, and he's wrong for North Carolina.
Now, Robinson isn't the first Republican to jump into this governor's race for 2024. Republican State Treasurer Dale Fowle is already in there. Others are expected to announce here soon as well. Now, there was a lot that we covered here in this rally today. We'll have much more tonight at 10 and 11 o'clock. Chris?
All right, Eric Miller reporting live in Alamance County. Thank you, Eric. I want to take you to this story now. The fire in the Croatan National Forest is now at 35,000 acres and only 10% contained. It's burning about an hour south of New Bern. The U.S. Forest Service says the area is closed while about 70 firefighters are working to put out the flames. Smoke can be seen in Greenville, Kinston, and Washington. Crews are hoping today's rain will help their efforts, but it's unclear what caused the fire. The American Cancer Society Relay for Life is postponed to next month. It was planned for today at Halifax Mall. WREL's Brian Schrader is the MC for that event, and organizers say a warning from him and our weather team helped them make that decision to reschedule. Today, RDU announced another nonstop flight. On Twitter, RDU posted that JetBlue is adding year-round nonstop service to Puerto Rico's capital, San Juan, and that begins July 5th. And tickets are on sale right now. Well, you know, today's rain didn't really keep the crowds away from downtown Raleigh for Brugaloo. This is the largest craft beer festival in North Carolina. The downtown Raleigh event was first held in 2009 and has quickly grown to include 2 days of events. More than 110 craft breweries are participating, along with 50 food trucks.
There are a few breweries that I go to in Fuquay, but out here the exposure of some beers maybe I haven't tried before. At a small sample, you don't have to get a full beer, you get a little sample, try another beer that you maybe have not tried, maybe you didn't want to try it before, but now you are. This might be your new favorite beer.
Brugaloo was named the number one best beer festival 2 years in a row by USA Today's 10 Best list. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday to preserve access to a widely used abortion pill, but that won't be the final say on the matter. Coming up, where the battle over mifepristone will likely play out next. And the dazzling display you might be able to see tonight just by going outside and looking up.
Tonight, on the record, possible abortion restrictions, bans on transgender student athletes. It was a head-spinning week at the state legislature. We talked to the state lawmakers that were part of this week's passionate debate and with our NC Capitol team about what's next. On the record, tonight at 7.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A disturbance is swinging through this morning. Could bring us an isolated shower. I'll show you on Futurecast coming up.
Plus, the 2024 presidential race heats up as President Biden prepares to announce his re-election bid. We're looking ahead to what's expected, plus what a new NBC News poll reveals about how Americans feel about the nation's next leader, plus key issues.
Domestic violence survivors here in Durham now have another place to go to seek services and refuge from that violence. Right now, we're live with a look at a new facility opening today.
Just like that, the weekend is gone, and here we are at Monday. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30. We appreciate our early risers. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along. Yeah, that just brings it home right there. Settles it in. We're off to
We're together again.
Yes, exactly. Here we go. Elizabeth Gardner's here, I know. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty good Sunday we had to close out the weekend.
It was lovely. And it's not terrible out there this morning. Temperatures are feeling fine. It is cloudy. And we have a little disturbance that's swinging through. You can see just a couple of sprinkles that were up near the Virginia line right around Roanoke Rapids. Nothing showing up on radar right now, but let's run through Futurecast starting right now, and you can see those sprinkles that were up near South Hill, Virginia. As we roll it through, notice just some cloud cover. The chance of any rain really that falls this morning out of this is pretty minimal, but again, if you run into a sprinkle, especially south and east of the Triangle area, it wouldn't be out of the question. The clouds clear out pretty quickly this morning, and we'll see a good bit of sunshine this afternoon. It's a little bit breezy, and our temperatures are going to remain cooler than normal for the next several days. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh. You can almost see the clouds there here above the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It is 55 degrees, which feels pretty comfortable. Our wind is northeast, though, at 14. And I walked in. I was like, oh, yeah, you can tell it's breezy out there. 46 in Roxborough, 48 in South Hill. It's 58 in Fayetteville, 55 degrees in Rocky Mount. So it's a fairly mild start this morning. We take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast. We'll keep it in the 40s up until around 9 o'clock, and we climb into the upper 60s this afternoon with increasing sunshine.
Thanks, Elizabeth. People driving in Northwest Raleigh, there are some lane closures on a busy road that could slow you down later this morning and for the next few days. Crews are working on an emergency sewer main repair on Glenwood Avenue between Kodiak Drive and Paula Ann Court. Michael Grace is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker with an update for those worried about that morning commute. Michael.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. I just spoke with the crews here. They told me that they've got all the lanes open right now, and they're going to stay open during that rush hour time this morning. Then after that, they're going to close one of those lanes, that right lane. The other good news is this project expected to be completed Wednesday at 10 p.m. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Parents and kids who are at the deadly pool party shooting in Goldsboro earlier this month will gather today to support each other. Community organizers are inviting them to get together. They're also offering free counseling services to help them deal with the trauma. Community leaders held a rally yesterday against gun violence, where they unveiled a mural painted to remember and honor Joyana Pearsall. The 15-year-old died when she was one of 16 shot at the pool party on April 12th. Joyana's mother spoke during the rally. She shared the pain she feels.
Should no parent have to go through what I went through? Should no parent have to feel the pain? And my heart aches daily, day in and day out. I can't go a moment without seeing that vision of her laying on that ground. Every day.
Former State Representative Raymond Smith announced the Safe Place for Teens program during the rally. It will provide teens in the community with programs and events. Goldsboro police have yet to make any arrests in the pool party shooting.
Today marks the 10th anniversary of Moral Monday. A special rally will be held at the state capitol. Bishop William Barber and dozens of advocacy groups will gather for what they call a recommitment rally. The rally begins at 5:30 this evening.
NBC News is reporting President Biden is getting ready to announce he's running for president again as soon as tomorrow. He's already building his reelection team. Senior Democratic advisors tell CNN he will name White House advisor Julie Chavez Rodriguez as his campaign manager. Rodriguez is the granddaughter of labor icon Cesar Chavez.
NBC News released new polling as well. This data from the 2024 election, abortion, and more topics. The report found that the majority of Americans don't want former President Trump or President Biden to run for president in next year's election. However, nearly 70% of GOP voters polled said that they will stand behind Trump even after his indictment. Meanwhile, 88% of Democratic voters say they would vote for Biden if he was the nominee. Worth noting here, 70% of all Americans, including 51% of Democrat voters, say President Biden should not run again. Age was the major reason for voters' concern. And that same poll found nearly 6 in 10 adults saying abortion should be legal, either always or most of the time. By contrast, a combined 38% believe abortion should be illegal all of the time or in some instances. These results are essentially unchanged from an NBC News poll released a year ago.
The future of voter ID laws in North Carolina may be heading to a 3-judge panel. A hearing today will determine whether a panel will be appointed to hear the ongoing case. Voters in 2018 approved amendments to the state constitution, approving photo voter ID, as well as an income tax cap. A lawsuit argued the legislature lacked legitimate authority to put those amendments on the ballot because of gerrymandering. The amendments have been tied up in the courts ever since.
A new safe space is set to open today in an effort to provide more support for families in the Triangle who have been affected by domestic violence, sexual violence, and even human trafficking. WIRL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning from East Morgan Street with a look at everything this new center has to offer. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, survivors have another place to turn to here in Durham. At 10 o'clock this morning, a ribbon cutting will be held at this building. And what you're looking at here is the community's very first Family Justice Center. Findings from the NC Coalition Against Domestic Violence shows 28 homicides this year in the state have been domestic in nature, and that's significantly outpacing 2022. This center will bring together representatives from the Crisis Response Center, Legal Aid, and Durham County Sheriff's Office with plans to add counselors and housing advocates. That's a big help for those seeking refuge from violence.
The importance of the Durham Family Justice Center is to create a space where we bring the help to you. This is that one-stop shop for everybody.
The Crisis Response Center is also renovating its shelter, so as soon as that's ready, it will be another resource for people here in the community. Now, the center here behind me will officially open tomorrow to the public following today's ribbon-cutting ceremony. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
Jury selection gets underway today in the murder trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pennsylvania synagogue. Investigators say Robert Bowers drove to the synagogue on October 2018 and opened fire on worshipers. Prosecutors say he was armed with an assault rifle. He exchanged gunfire with a SWAT team before officers wounded him and took him into custody. Bowers could face the death penalty if convicted. The trial is expected to last several weeks.
We're working to learn more about a car chase involving State Highway Patrol. This is video taken from the scene at the intersection of South New Hope Road and Old Pool Road in Southeast Raleigh. State Highway Patrol can be seen searching in the nearby woods there, and this all started around 11 o'clock Saturday night. Troopers tell us they began chasing a stolen car out of Zebulon, exceeding speeds of 100 miles an hour at times. They lost sight and later found the car wrecked at that location in Raleigh. Authorities are still working to find and identify the driver.
The Carolina Hurricanes are enjoying a day off today as they're now one win away from advancing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Hurricanes beat the New York Islanders yesterday in game four of their series, 5-2. It was a big bounce back win for the Canes after they lost game three Friday night. The Canes now lead 3-1 in the best of seven series. They'll look to close it out tomorrow night at PNC Arena in game five. Puck drop will be at 7.
4:39 right now on your Monday. Raleigh police say a woman was attacked by a man on a Greenway trail. What we're learning from investigators about this incident as they try to track down the attacker.
Plus, what a new report reveals about the link between new cars and inflation.
And you take a live look at Raleigh this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a new outlook on this week's forecast, including the chance for some lower temperatures.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and we do have cloud cover with us this morning, and there's the possibility of a sprinkle. We have a disturbance that's rolling through. It's mostly going to bring us some cloud cover, but don't be surprised if there's a little sprinkle that rolls through as well. Here's a live look at Sanford, and you can see it's nice and dry here right now. Town by town, temperatures are mostly in the 50s. It is 48 in South Hill, but 57 in Irwin, 58 in Goldsboro, 55 in Rocky Mount, 55 in Southern Pines. Our temperatures tomorrow morning will be noticeably cooler, but pretty pleasant out there for us right now. We could dip into the 40s in a few spots this morning, but we could dip into the 30s in a few places tomorrow morning. We'll take a look at why that is coming up. It's going to be a cool afternoon. We'll see increasing sunshine later on today. High temperatures in the upper 60s.
Roanoke Rapids is officially searching for its next police chief and a new investigative captain. The city began advertising the open roles after announcing the recent terminations of Chief B.L. Martin and Captain Jamie Hardy. We told you back in March the two were placed on administrative leave. According to the city manager, an internal investigation found Martin and Hardy violated some department policies. As of right now, Captain Gorton Williams serves as the interim chief and Sergeant Morgan Worrell is interim captain of the investigative division.
Raleigh police say they're investigating after a woman says she was attacked on the Greenway near Centennial Campus. Investigators say they responded to an assault call Saturday morning just before 10. It happened on the Walnut Creek Greenway Trail off Lake Wheeler Road. The woman told police a man attacked her. The incident caused NC State University to send out a wolf alert. WRAL is working to learn more about a suspect and the woman's condition.
U.S. military says it has successfully evacuated all American embassy officials from the capital of Sudan as violence grows in the streets there. About 80 people were helicoptered to safety in an operation involving U.S. special forces. President Biden ordered the mission as rival Sudanese military leaders are battling for control of the country. French and Italian missions over the weekend also carried many of those countries' citizens to safety. More than 16,000 Americans remain in Sudan, many of them dual nationals.
Nine teenagers in Texas are recovering this morning after police say they were shot during an after-prom party. Investigators say they are actively searching for people of interest in the case. The incident happened in Jasper, just outside of Houston. Officers say the victims range in age from 15 to 19. They're all expected to be okay. Authorities believe a second shooting may be connected.
Firefighters say they're making progress on the wildfire in the Croatan National Forest in eastern North Carolina. As of this morning, the fire is 30% contained. Saturday's thunderstorms dumped as much as half an inch of rain on the so-called Great Lakes Fire. That fire's northern perimeter is 5 miles southwest of the coastal Carolina Regional Airport. At last check, the fire covers 36,000 acres.
Today, the three Tennessee lawmakers who drew national attention after facing expulsion for protesting stricter gun laws will meet with President Biden. Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled, while Gloria Johnson was not. Both Jones and Pearson were later reappointed to the House on a temporary basis by local leaders. Pearson will be the keynote speaker for the North Carolina Black Alliance's annual summit in Raleigh later this week.
Well, this story will have you pumping the brakes. A new report finds higher car prices partly are to blame for the rising inflation that is hitting all of our pockets. Economist Michael Havlin says it all began during the pandemic. His research found during that time the supply-demand imbalance for new vehicles meant dealerships could suddenly charge more money. And that helped drive up inflation. However, some other economists are split on that report. We'll have more on that topic just a little bit later today. 4:46 right now, and as we get our Monday going here, there is a different feel to the air right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. It's a bit chilly out there. A cool start.
It is a cool start. We're looking at some cloud cover out there right now, too, and there could be a quick sprinkle. We're not likely to see much of that around the area. Our temperature is 55 degrees. We could drop down into the upper 40s over the next couple of hours, but we may not see that much of a budge in our temperatures because we do have cloudy skies. Cloudy skies tend to hold in our daytime heating, and it was such a pretty day yesterday. It wasn't, you know, toasty, but that sunshine was nice and strong. Humidity was low, and it felt good. Our temperatures at lunchtime still likely to be in the 50s. We're going to talk more about the temperatures in a second. Notice future crash showing an isolated shower up there near the Virginia line. And then later this morning, maybe around 8 or 9 o'clock, there could be a sprinkle, say, south of Clinton. So not much rain out there for us this morning, but then we're going to end up seeing clearing skies as we get through the day. And the farther south and east you are, the longer it's going to take for that sun to break out. The farther north and west you are, the quicker you'll end up seeing it. It is a little breezy out there this morning. Our winds are gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour in some places, gusting to 22 in Durham, 25 in Rocky Mountain, 16 in Roxboro. The winds are pretty light down south. The wind speed is on the left, the steady wind, and on the right in the white box are the wind gusts. So it's not gusting everywhere. And again, our winds are pretty light out of the northeast down to the south around Clinton and Southern Pines, just about 3 or 4 miles per hour. But we could this morning see some gusts up to 20, 25, especially from the Triangle area northward. So it may be a little breezy as you're stepping out this morning. Tomorrow is going to be a pretty day. We're going to see mostly sunny skies. It'll be a little bit cool at 11 a.m. on the Durham Bulls throughout the first pitch. And you may say, well, 11 a.m., that seems early, right? It is Education Day. So they invite thousands of school kids from around our area to come and see a lot of educational exhibits and then get to watch a ball game. And it looks like it's going to be a good one. 60 degrees at 12 o'clock. Lots of sunshine will make it feel nice. Our normal high is 75, and we do stay below normal all through the week. Our highs are likely to be in the 60s. It looks like it'll be bright this afternoon and tomorrow, but then we get into some clouds and some showers toward the end of the week. Our forecast for tomorrow morning is going to be cooler than this morning. We're in the mid-50s this morning. We're looking at mid-40s around the Triangle. Notice out in Roxboro, we could climb only into the upper 30s. We do have some colder air back there. We don't have any frost advisories in effect in our viewing area, and we're not likely to, but certainly you can see that back across the mountains. But temperatures, again, around the Roxboro area could be pretty chilly tomorrow morning. After that, our temperatures will be climbing back into the 50s. So we do have some mild mornings ahead. And coming up, we're going to talk a bit more about our potential for rain toward the end of the week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Big day for 2023's Teachers of the Year, including one teacher from Chapel Hill. And this comes as they all receive yet another honor. We'll explain the special thank you they will get from President Biden.
Plus, why the days of big business spending may be over for some companies. It is 4:52 as we say good morning to the Bull City. You're looking live at the American Tobacco Campus in Durham. A cooler start today, and it will be a somewhat cooler afternoon. We're going to stay in the 60s. 2023's Teacher of the Year, Teachers of the Year, will be honored at the White House today with a special thank you from President Biden and the First Lady. We're working to learn whether North Carolina's Teacher of the Year, Kimberly Jones, will be there. She teaches 10th grade English at Chapel Hill High School. As the state's Teacher of the Year, Jones will spend the next school year traveling North Carolina and advocating for teaching as a profession. An all-girls robotics team based out of Johnston County won an award in their first world championship. The team's coach posted this picture along with the announcement. They received the Rookie All-Star Award. The team participated in the 2023 first championship in Houston Saturday. It's a celebration of youth robotics teams. G-Force is an all-girl high school robotics team with members from Wake and Johnston counties.
This foster dog has quite a story, surviving a serious car accident after already having one leg amputated and conquering daily life challenges because of it. She's a calm, loving girl despite the cards that life has dealt her. But WRL's Laura Levine reports her biggest hurdle of them all is finding a forever home.
She has never met a person that she didn't like. She's very excited to meet new people all the time.
And she is Karma, a sweet, loving 40-pound husky mix. And you wouldn't be able to tell by her big personality that she's had a not-so-normal life. The three-legged beauty was hit by a car in Chatham County last September.
She was already missing this front right leg, so it had been amputated surgically years prior, and her front left leg was very badly damaged. The bone was exposed.
Animal Services took her to a local shelter there, but her injuries needed more of an innovative approach.
All right, here, let's walk this way. Come on.
Pet Sound Animal Hospital in Cary took her in.
We've been doing experimental treatments, physical therapy. She's getting ready to start underwater treadmill therapy. We're just trying to give her the best possible second half of her life, because her first half was pretty rough.
A second chance at life, the reason why veterinary technician Allison Walston decided to foster Karma herself.
It's really difficult.
But dealing with her own health troubles, she says it has been difficult.
But it's been extremely rewarding. And I love her very, very much, but I always intended on finding her a forever family.
Ongoing treatment is pricey, and she has been able to raise funds to cover some of it.
Come here, sweets. Come here.
But her goal is to find someone who has the ability to care for her long term.
Come here.
And it is safe to say that they'll have a great companion and good karma for it.
And I feel like I've put in so much work and so much time and effort. I can't give up now.
Laura Levine, WREL News in Cary.
If you would like to help Karma with her therapy and recovery, or may be interested in adopting her, we have more details on WREL.com.
The days of high-flying, big-spending business travel may be over. A new report finds tighter corporate budgets and new ways of virtual working have permanently changed business travel. Research company Morning Consult says fewer people are traveling for business than were before the pandemic. Those who are traveling are doing so less often. The demographics are changing as well. Business travelers are now younger and more likely to fly in economy class.
Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles is married. She and her now husband, NFL player Jonathan Owens, tied the knot over the weekend. Simone posted these beautiful pictures here to her Instagram with the caption saying, "Officially Owens." The two got engaged last year. They said they met online just before the pandemic hit. Congrats to them. The future of voter ID is up for consideration today. We'll examine the next stage in the ongoing case in our state.
Plus, what a local economist says about Bed Bath & Beyond's bankruptcy filing and when you could start to see the stores close.
We'll take a look at what to expect from Washington, D.C. in the coming days. President Joe Biden and his team prepare to officially announce his 2024 re-election bid.